There were other wolves for her to play with. We heard them howling, and Jorry said the woods were full of game, so she'd have deer to hunt. Only she kept following, and finally we had to throw rocks. I hit her twice. She whined and looked at me, and I felt so ashamed. But it was right, wasn't it? The queen would have killed her.
It was right, her father said, and even the lie was not without honour. He put Needle aside when he went to Arya to embrace her. Now he took the blade up again and walked to the window, where he stood for a moment, looking out across the courtyard. When he turned back, his eyes were thoughtful. He seated himself on the window seat, Needle across his lap. Arya, sit down. I need to try and explain some things to you. She perched anxiously on the edge of her bed. You are too young to be burdened with all my cares, he told her, but you are also a Stark of Winterfell. You know our words.
Winter is coming?
Arya whispered. The hard, cruel times, her father said. We tasted them on the Triton, child, and when Bran fell. You were born in the long summer, sweet one. You've never known anything else. But now the winter is truly coming. Remember the sigil of our house, Arya?
The Dire Wolf, she said, thinking of Nymeria.
She hugged her knees against her chest, suddenly afraid.